8:56, now time for a look at the commodities this morning. We get a look at the markets with Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Pretty quiet here this morning. We continue to see more of the same here. Last week we finished on a weaker note as USDA reminded the trade that both domestic and global stocks continue to be fairly plentiful here. South American harvest continues to be ongoing, especially with beans in Brazil. Estimated them around 56% harvested over the weekend, which is ahead of average. And crop reports continue to be very good with the USDA raising their crop estimate for Brazil soybeans up to a new record there at 108 million metric tons. So pretty quiet here this morning, but we're seeing a mixed picture, mostly with corn and wheat a little lower here, beans trying to hang in there on the unchanged side right now. March corn, which goes off the board tomorrow, 355 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. May corn at 362, down 2 1/4. July soybeans, 369 and three quarters, that's down 2 1/4. December corn at 384 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 999 and a half, up 3 1/4. May soybeans at 1006 and 1/2, that's unchanged. July soybeans at 1016 and a quarter, unchanged. November soybeans at 1001, up 1 1/4. May soybean oil, 32.26, down 42. July bean oil, 32.55, that's down 40. May soybean meal, 329.80, up $1.10. July soybean oil, 333.10, up $1. March Chicago wheat, 419.5, down 3 1/4. May Chicago wheat at 434, down 6 1/2. July Chicago wheat, 449.5, down 6 3/4. Out in KC, we have May KC wheat at 447.5, that's down 8. July KC wheat at 459.25, down 8 1/4. Livestock trade mostly higher here this morning. April cattle at 117.97, that's up 37. June cattle 107.97, up 47. March feeders 128.57, up $1.10. April feeders 128.02, up $1.35. April hogs 69.27, up $1.10. May hogs 74.05, up $1.15. News expected to continue to be very quiet here this week. The Fed does have a two-day meeting starting tomorrow, so they'll meet Tuesday and Wednesday. Expected to still, at this point, greater than average odds that they will raise interest rates by about a quarter point. So that'll keep the outside markets a little jumpy here as the week goes on, which could spill over into grains a little bit. So we'll start to turn our attention here, at least in the grain world, back towards the acres report and grain stocks report, which will be out at the end of the month, and, of course, spring weather. So looks pretty quiet here, but a lot of news to come down the pipe here as the month goes on.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Have
Take
a good
care.
Day.
That's Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington. Looking at the forecast at Champaign-Urbana, 1 to 2 inches possible of snow accumulation by early this afternoon, a high in the mid-30s. Chance of rain or snow tonight. Cloudy skies, the low 22 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow. The high in the mid-30s, partly cloudy tomorrow night. The low around 14 degrees, a high in the lower 30s on Wednesday. Right now, 30 in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is up next.